Second week of session, Senator, and the big news from this week, the committee assignments were made.
Yeah, it's exciting to get started in the process, and the committees were assigned this past week. We have about 16 different committees, so it's always exciting to see the names on there. We have six new senators. They got their committee assignments as well. I'm honored to, once again, be the chairman of the Senate Education Committee. It's a big honor, but it's also a lot of work, and so we've already gotten started on that, and I will continue also on the Appropriations Committee. There are 10 of us on that committee, I believe, and we get to work on this $26 billion budget that the governor will unveil during the State of the State address next week.
Education Committee, of course, something you've chaired for, I think this is year number five now, and it looks like another big year for education coming up.
Well, there's never a shortage of issues when it involves education because it affects every corner of our state. And so our committee, we've got a big task. We look at kindergarten through 12th grade as well as higher education. Now, in the House, they kind of separated out, but we've got the whole education issue, which is great because it's such a seamless issue that we have to deal with, educating our youth in our state. And the funding of education, that's a very important part of it as well. And so when the governor does unveil his budget on Wednesday, then that will give us kind of an indication of what are some of our budget expectations for the upcoming year starting in July.
It's important to have that early on, that message from the governor, to know, because again, that's the one constitutional requirement of the legislature, is to produce that budget.
That's our one constitutional requirement, that's right, to do the budget. And everything else is added on top of that. And so the governor will unveil his budget at the State of the State. Literally, after it's over, they give out the budget books. People start looking through them immediately and looking at the 1,500 line items to see what the governor's projected. Not that the governor will get everything that he wants, but it's a good basis. It's a good start. And then literally, our Appropriations Committee in the Senate and the House Budget Committee will probably meet the following morning and start taking a look at those recommendations. I think for the most part, we will honor his request, but it also is a good indication of what he is projecting for revenue to help pay for state government.
You have any legislation that you're hopeful for passage this year?
Well, I think the number one issue we're going to start working on, at least in the education realm, is the transfer bill. It's Senate Bill number one. So I think that's appropriate because I also think it signals our priority. What do you do with students that are trapped in unaccredited school districts? According to state statute, they have the ability to transfer to an adjoining district or an adjoining county to another better performing school district. And so we passed it last year. The governor vetoed and we did not have enough votes to override it. So we're working hard already and meeting with the governor's staff. So I applaud the governor for this year working much sooner on that very, very tough issue.